Hold on, Otto. Hold on 1 second.
Josh is putting down a bed.
Well, that's really terrible.
I told you it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just turn that really low.
Or if you want to go to the other one. Actually.
No. We'll do this one for now. We've already committed.
We're in now.
7:15 here on Edge of Americana. You just heard the great Larry Keel. From an album long ago. The Ghostly Crabs is the name of that one.
That was
which is
good,
actually
Josh.
About ghost crabs and not about ghosts, but you know.
I've got a Tony Rice that's going to sort of sound like that Larry Keel track a little bit later.
Before that, what do we have?
We had The Fox Hunt, one of the favorites here on the Edge of Americana.
Doing
Hang Me.
Hang Me. So, you know,
I love the title of that record that they put it out on. America's working, so we don't have to.
And it's true. It's an ethic that they live up to as people, which is nice. Before that, we had Emmett Miller. Doing the Ghost of the St. Louis Blues. Emmett Miller, minstrel man from Georgia, played with a group called the Georgia Crackers.
And is buried in the Hollywood Cemetery.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Well, we're going to find out if we're wrong.
Yeah, do some digging on that.
And that set started
with the legendary Shack Shakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing Blood on the Bluegrass. You knew that was going to make the set list, Josh, with that title.
Yeah, for sure.
From a record called Cock-a-doodle-doo on Bloodshot.
Cock-a-doodle-don't.
On Bloodshot.
So there you go. It's a double whammy. Well, Otto, what do you have coming up for us?
I've got something a little more refined than the legendary Shack Shakers here. We're going to do a little K-Stars. This is off a Halloween jazz compilation. This is some recordings from the 20s and 30s, and this is a nice little fun track.
All right. This one's called The Headless Horseman.
Here we go.
Together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do, do, wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows.
Lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if this will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Caught him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
This song is the conversation of death. Oh, what is this? I cannot see. With thy say hands, it takes a hold of me. Oh, I am death that none can excel. I've opened the doors of heaven and hell. Now death, oh death, how can it be that I must come and go with thee? For death, oh death, how can it be? For I'm unprepared for eternity. Yes, I have come to get your soul. Leave your body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh from off your frame. The earth and worms have the claim. Now death, oh death, if this be true, please give me time to reason with you. From time to time you've heard and saw. I'll close your eyes and I'll lock your jaw. I'll lock your jaw so you can't talk. I'll fix your fate so you can't walk. I'll dim your eyes so you can't see. This very hour, come and go with me. Now, death, oh, death, consider my age. And do not take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command. If you will move your icy hand, the old, the young, the rich, the poor, they'll like with me, they have to go. No age, no wealth, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your poor soul. Now, death, oh, death, it let me see. If Christ has turned his back on me, when you were called and asked to bow, you wouldn't take heed, it's too late now. Now, death, oh, death, please give me time to fix my heart and change my mind. Your heart is fixed, your mind is bound. I have the shackles to drag you down. Too late, to all farewell. My doom is fixed, I'm summoned to hell. As long as God in heaven shall dwell, my soul shall stream in hell.
2, 3, 4. The Shankill butcher's right tonight. You better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow your ribbons from your curls. Everybody moan, everybody shake. The Shankill butchers wanna catch you away. They used to be just like me and you. They used to be sweet little boys, but something went horribly askew. Now killing is their only source of joy. As everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, the wicked wind will blow your ribbons from your curls. Everybody shake. The Shankill butchers wanna catch you away. Thank you. pictures on the rise. They're waiting until the dead of night. They're picking at their fingers with their knives and wiping off their cleavers from their thighs. 'Cause everybody knows if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked will blow the ribbons from your curls. Everybody moans, everybody shakes. Shank Hill butchers wanna catch you. The Shank Hill butchers wanna cut you. The Shank Hill butchers wanna catch you away.
The annual Virginia Commonwealth University Friends of the Library book sale runs October 25th through the 29th at the James Branch Cabell Library, 901 Park Avenue on the Monroe Park, campus. This event is hugely popular with VCU students and the greater Richmond community. Most items are $2 or under, and all proceeds from the sale help to fund VCU libraries, programs, collections, and lectures. More information, including sale hours, is available by visiting library.vcu.edu/giving/book sale.
And join WRIR volunteers and donors for a bite to eat during our fall fun drive. Enjoy the delicious generosity of Richmond businesses such as 8 1/2 doing authentic thin crust pizza plus Italian takeout in the fan. And also Avenue 805 offering cheap date night Mondays and Tuesdays. So come on by WRIR Studios at 1621 West Broad Street for lunch or dinner during the Fall Fun Drive Friday, October the 29th through Sunday the 7th. Support WRIR. It's delicious for the rest of us.
Delicious for the rest of us.
And we are listening to, I don't know who this band is, but this is, of course, Back in Black here.
I don't know who.
Oh, no, Highway to Hell.
I don't know who decided that singing along with yourself when you take a solo is a good idea, but I have to strongly disagree with it as an artistic choice.
But it works for tonight's show, which is Halloween, of course.
Yeah, it's scary. We just heard Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers doing Devilish Mary.
And before that, the Decemberists doing the Shankill Butchers.
Yeah.
From the Crane Wife.
Sure did hear that. Kaz Wallen before that. Kaz Wallen from Sodom Laurel, North Carolina. From a large family of mountain singers doing Conversation with Death. A song that Ralph Stanley did on the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. Certainly probably the most known version of that song at this point, I'd say.
I was saying to Josh off mic that that guy was swinging in his vocal there.
It was
really good. And speaking of swinging, before that we had a really pretty famous jazz songbird, Kay Starr and the Billy Butterfield Quintet, doing The Headless Horseman from the Halloween Stump compilation on jazz that came out a number of years ago.
Jazz.
We actually do, sometimes we do a show of, I guess we'll call them off-color songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, jazz has a famous compilation.
Sure. Of those. All right. Well, let's just keep moving forward.
Let's keep going.
What's next, Otto? I'm anxious to turn this track down and turn something else up.
Well, let's do a real guitar player. Let's do some Wayne Henderson doing Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Right. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Thank you. sweet is the swamp with its secrets. Sweet is the swamp with its secrets. Until we cross a stake, it is then we long for houses. But it is in houses that we are haunted by the dancing ghost of a cartoon snake.
Get up out of the ground, ain't no grave. Well, I'm going to the river of Jordan, gonna bury my knees in the sand, gonna holler I Hosanna till I reach that promised land. Well, look way over yonder, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, they're coming after me. Well, meet the King Jesus, meet me, just meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings should carry me, I won't need another pair or no pain. Gonna hold my body down, there ain't no pain. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground, there ain't no grave, gonna hold my body down.
Stranger traveling through a world of woe. Ain't no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. Said he'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over. Just before me, where God's redeemed. I'll soon be free from earthly trials. This body raised in the old churchyard. I'll drop this cross of self-denial and go singing home to God. I'm going there to see my Savior.
People, and listen while I tell the fate of Floyd Collin, a lad we all knew well. His face was fair and handsome, his heart was true and brave. His body now lies sleeping in a lonely sandstone cave. How sad was the story, it filled her eyes with tears. His memory too shall linger for many, many years. A broken-hearted father whose boy he tried to save. Nice teardrops and sorrow at the door of Floyd's grave. Dear mother, don't you worry. Dear father, don't be sad. I'll tell you all my trouble and an awful dream I had. I dreamed I was a prisoner. My life I could not save. I cried, oh, must I perish within this silent cave? The rescue party labored, they worked both night and day to move the mighty barrel that stood within the way. To rescue Floyd Collin, this was the battle cry. We'll never, never, no, never let Floyd Collin die. But on that fatal morning, the sun was in the sky, and the workers still were busy. We'll save him by and by. But oh, how sad the ending, his life they could not save. His body now lies sleeping in a lonely sandstone cave. Come all you young people and listen to Floyd's say, and get right with your maker before it is too late. It may not be a sand cave in which we find our tomb, but at the bar of judgment we too must meet our doom.
Ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? You're somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, been a teenager, she stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Oh, that one's sad. Is that spooky or is that tragic? That one right there.
I don't know when the cold wind wails. It's kind of got a spooky quality to it. Right, that was Ralph enough. Stanley there doing "Long Black Veil."
Spooky to think that someone could love someone else so much that they wouldn't be like, "I didn't do it," you know.
That song was actually written by a Nashville country singer, wasn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And then, of course, it was covered by the band, and now everybody thinks it's a sort of a neo-traditional standard, like "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?"
Well, I don't know. I'm going to find out, though.
It's a pop Nashville tune. Okay, so before that,
Abe Horton singing and Harold Hausenfluck playing the banjo on "The Death of Floyd Collins," a sad murder ballad there.
Nice. Hey, Harold, if you're listening, give us a call.
Hey,
we want to hear from you.
I have to imagine Harold has turned it off by now, given the choices we've made thus far in the program.
Speaking of which, 16 horsepower there, doing a version of "Wayfaring Stranger" from the Secret South.
And the Red State Ramblers before that, who are from Lexington, Kentucky. A new old-time band, but they play pretty straight ahead, doing "The Spirit of the Everglades" from their album Red State Ramblers, Spirits.
And then E.C. Ball and Orna Ball, a little-known fact that they actually wrote a song for one of those zombie movies, a zombie anthem, "Ain't No Grave Can Hold Me Down."
Ain't No Grave. I don't know if they actually thought about it as zombies, but it might have been their spirit. I don't know. I'd have to talk to them. Before that, Richmond Zonas. That's two Richmond bands in one, or Richmond musician groups in one setting. We had Harold Hausenfluck, and then we also had the Oh, You Lady Mummies doing "The Dancing Ghost of a Cartoon Snake," which I know is pretty far afield, but great, great. Everything they did was far afield. If it wasn't far afield, it wouldn't have been good from their album. Well, the album I have it on is called Sacred Snack.
I don't think Harold was ever playing with the Undulating Mummies.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Before that, we had Wayne Henderson doing "Ghost Riders in the Sky." I think that's how we opened this whole set off.
It is. And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. It is Edge of Americana.
Let's do some spots.
It's not time. We got to go past the top of the hour
for
this thing here. So let's wait.
Okay.
Let's wait. I know you're ready, but let's wait.
Well, let me get the Kaufman out of the
way. You can do that.
Let me get the Kaufman out of the way. WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, you can call 804-771-5700 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com. All right, Josh.
What are we going to do now? We're going to do "The Murder of the Lawson Family" from the Carolina Buddies.
There you go.
So give us a call, 804-649-9737, everybody. It is Edge of Americana.
And it's 7:59.
No, I just did it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Snow was on the ground. back home and kept on firing fatal shots until he killed them all. And when the sad news was heard, it was a great surprise. He killed six children and his wife, and then he closed their eyes. And now farewell, kind friends and home, I'll see you all no more. Into my breast I'll fire one shot, then my troubles will be o'er.
Thank you. anything about her.
Jonesy Bones.
Run you down about her.
Jonesy Bones.
She's a girl from my home. Son, you're gonna treat her right.
Morning before it was light. I led her over the hill to the valley so deep. I led her over the hill to the valley so deep. At last, Pretty Polly beginning to weep. Come on, Pretty Polly, and go along with me. Come on, Pretty Polly, and go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Oh, Willie, sweet Willie, I fear from your way. Oh, Willie, sweet Willie, I care from your way. The way you are rambling is leading me astray. She went up his father, see what she could find. She went up his father, see what she could find. A new dove grave and a spade line by. Had no time to study, no time there to stand. Had no time to study, no time to stand. He stood with a knife through all in his right hand. Pretty Polly, you guessed it just right. Pretty Polly, you guessed it just right. I dug on your grave 6 long hours of last night. She threw her arms round him and suffered no fear. She threw her arms round him and suffered no fear. How can you kill a girl that loves you so dear? He stabbed her to the heart, her heart's blood, it did flow. He stabbed her through the heart, her heart's blood, it did flow, and in through the grave, Pretty Polly did go. Oh, Willie, sweet Willie, turn loose on my hand. Willie, sweet Willie, turn loose on my hand. You see my heart's blood puddling around where you stand. He threw some dirt over her and turned to go home. He threw some dirt over her and turned to go home. Leave nothing behind him but the bird is to mourn. Dear gentlemen and ladies, I bid you farewell. Gentlemen and ladies, I bid you farewell. For killing Pretty Polly, you send my soul to hell.
Well, now, Fred, I'll tell you a ghost story, or a witch story, rather, that was told to me. And they said the way the story went that there was a place, I don't know whether it was in Kentucky or in Virginia, but it was supposed to be in at one of those places. And it was a tavern just outside of town, and they claimed that when anyone went there with money, with a lot of money, they was never heard tell of anymore. And so this fella, he was kindly nervy, and he said that he would see about it. So he went there, but he had him a dagger made out of silver. And he went to this place, and he said, oh, they was just real nice to him and everything. And he asked to stay all night, and they told him he could. And he said they had a colored maid there. And said there was a man and his wife and this colored maid. And he said that that night after he went to bed, he took his knife with him. And he said that he was laying there, he hadn't gone to sleep. because he kind of felt like something might happen, you know, of all those tales being out about it. And he said here that he was laying there in bed, and here came two cats, two big cats. One was a black one, one was a white one. And he said that this big white cat jumped right in bed with him. And he said he jerked out it just ain't tearing all to pieces. And he jerked out that knife, and he cut the cat with the knife. And he said the two cats just went scampering away. So nothing didn't bother him no more that night. So the next morning, he got up, and he was wanting to thank them for all their courtesy they had shown him while he was there and everything. And he didn't see the woman nowhere, this man's wife. And he asked the man where his wife was, and he said, well, she's got a headache. She's sick this morning. She's in bed. And he says, well, I've got to go and see her. And he said, no, he said, don't disturb her. And he said, which room is she in? He went on in, anyway. And he said that she was laying there in bed, all covered up. And he was talking to her and thanking her for all the courtesy she had shown him. And he reached out to shake hands with her, and she stuck out her left hand. And he said, I don't shake hands with people, he said, with their left hand. And he said he just pulled the cover down, and here was her hand almost cut off. And she had turned herself into the white cat. And that's what that had become of those people.
Well, I must be unlucky, seeing a black cat cross my path today. I must be unlucky, you know, I seen a black cat cross my path today. Well, you know, real girl, that's a sign I must be on my way. Black cat moan for me now. Well,
I look out of the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the black cat moan.
Oh, how'd it go? How'd it go?
Long ago. Looked out the window. Oh, the black cat moan.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, Lord.
Well, I turned around looking for something to throw, but that black cat was gone.
Long gone.
Oh, yeah, the Black Cat Blues.
Jolly Joe's Jug Band, Joe Bussard from
great
Maryland. Where in Maryland does he live?
Frederick, Maryland, I believe, Maryland. Is where he lives, which is not too far from where I grew up. You had a couple there, Otto.
Yeah, before that we had Aunt Jenny Wilson doing a Witch Story number one from one of the Alan Lomax field recordings from 1959.
That's great.
Good little story.
Yeah. Before that, we had B.F. Shelton by request doing Pretty Polly from a compilation from County Records called Old Time Mountain Banjo. And it's good stuff for sure.
And what did we do before that?
Charlie Burst and his Memphis Mudcats.
Right, doing Hell's Highway. By the way, in case you hadn't noticed, if you're just tuning in, this is the Edge of Americana.
Whoa!
And this is our Halloween show. Ghouls and Ghastlies on the air tonight.
Right. So it's all hell and murder and ghosts.
Hey, let's cue up some. Let's cue up.
You want to hear a little more scary banjo or MIDI?
A little more scary banjo here.
Let's be fair. This isn't really banjo, but
it's a synthesizer.
Yeah.
Let's get some.
There you go.
Let's
just ride it out for a second. That is really something. That is really something. Okay, anyway, before that we had Clifford Hayes and his Dixieland Jug Band doing Try and Treat Her Right, treat. It's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
I did it anyway.
Okay. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys before that doing She's Killing Me from the Tiffany Transcriptions.
And we started the whole thing off there with the Carolina Buddies doing The Murder of the Lawson Family from a Tompkins Square album called People Take Warning, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs. So,
what you got queued up?
What do I have queued up? Let's see. I cannot exactly remember. Let's do this right here. This is the Foghorn String Band. Don't really play together much as a band. I know Caleb Clowder is actually out on the road right now with a country band, but they were a great new old time band from Portland, Oregon, I do believe.
I like these guys.
And we'll hear them. This one's called Hell and Scissors. Still looking for that Salty Holmes for you, Harold.
dark and stormy night. Not a star was in sight. In a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, the ghost come out to play. And then the thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I'll always will.
I got you where I want you, I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you the one that shot my great-grandpa. Oh, now I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you the one that stole my great-grandma.
Now on that very same night, now that old tomcat started a fight. And this is the way it all did sound to me. Now you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats, you should know that. Didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down at my feet. I said, feet, now come on, do your duty and carry me home. But that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you the one that shot my great-grandpa. I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you the one that stole my great-grandma.
Thank you.
365, when the Lord came and took him back to heaven alive. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw that light come down. I am all prayed in prison. Them prison walls fell down. The prison keeper shouted, redeeming love I found. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. When Moses saw that a burning bush, he walked around and around. And the Lord said to Moses, "You's treading holy ground." I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Dry bones in that valley. I got up and took a little walk. The deaf could hear and the dumb could talk. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Adam and Eve in the garden under that sycamore tree. Eve said, "Adam, Satan am tempting me." I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down.
Bascom Lamar Lunsford.
Hold on, Otto.
Oh, yes, our bed.
Ooh. I don't know if these songs are sufficiently obvious. Being as rocking as the songs that they are.
This sort of has a Chris Thiele kind of sound.
Yeah. This isn't scary, but that's okay. It's scary tonight on Edge of Americana because we're playing nothing but spooky songs of death and bones and ghosts and the like. That was great. Bascom Lamar Lunsford doing Dry Bones.
Very nice. And before that, we had a band called the White Ghost Shivers from Austin, Texas, doing the White Ghost Shivers Ball off a record called Hook 'em If You Got 'em. And by the way, next week for the fun drive, we have the fun drive coming up on WRIR next week. And of course, we're going to be asking you guys to chip in and help the station. And as a gift to you during that week, we'll be doing live music. And we're going to have a special appearance by a wonderful band called the Hot Seats next week. And to go with that great band, we're going to do a show called Hook 'em.
Yeah, lots of 20s and 30s kind of intersection of jazz and hillbilly music and the Hot Seats, which
lots
you probably know is the band that I play in. Before that, we had Salty Homes by request doing the Ghost Song. I feel like we were treading on Lee's toes there, but he's doing Crying again tonight, so it's okay.
Before that, we have Mr. Bill Monroe doing the Dead March, which Josh advises me is usually played at a quicker pace than that. But it is
no,
the
I was
Dead March.
All I was saying is that it's difficult to play at that pace. No, it's usually played at that pace, but it's just it's hard when you're playing bluegrass music to not want to go fast. I found. And we started it with the Foghorn String Band and Hell and Scissors. Well, let me tell you that the Reverend Dr. Peter Gomez, recognized as one of the most outstanding preachers in the English-speaking world, will deliver the 24th annual Weinstein-Rosenthal Lecture at the University of Richmond's Camp Concert Hall on October 25th at 7 p.m. Wait a minute. That was yesterday, so never mind about that. That's what I get for reading things and not thinking. So,
you're doing fine, Josh.
Sorry about that.
We're going to do something called, this is one of these great child ballads. So it's a an early English folk tune that made its way over to the Appalachian Mountains. And this is called The Devil's Song, very famous ditty. And we got Bobby McMillan doing his version.
All right. I look forward to it.
Let's hear it. In three.
I learned this song from Rolf Ellison and some of my mother's first cousins that live over in Elizabethton, Tennessee, and first one and another. I've done this for a long time. There was an old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's a-living there still. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Well, he hitched up his horse and he went out to plow, and how he got around, I don't know how. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Well, the devil, he come to the man at his gate, says, one of your family I'm gwine to take. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Well, the old man cried, I am undone, he's come to take my oldest son. Sang fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Well, it ain't your son nor your daughter I crave, but the old stolen woman, it's her I'll have. Fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Take her on, Mr. Devil, with the joy of my heart, and I hope to God that you never shall part. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. So he put her up in an old tow sack, and he looked like a camel with a hump on its back. Fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. He packed her down to the forks of the road, says, get down, old lady, you're a hell of a load. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Then he toted her off to the gates of hell, says, punch up the fire, boys, start your well. Fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Along come a little devil a-dragging up a chain. She picked up a hatchet and she hacked out its brain. Sang fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Another little smoke devil come a-climbing up there. She up with her foot and kicked it in the far. Sang fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Five more little devils come a-scootin' down the wall, says, take her back, pal, before she kills us all. Fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. It's what to do with her, I cannot tell. She ain't fit for heaven, and she won't do for hell. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. One day the old man were a-peeping through the crack, and he spied the old devil come a-wagging her back. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. Sure your wife, she's sounding well, I'll tell you what's more, she's tore up pale. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. I've been the devil about all of my life, but I've never been in hell till I met your wife. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. She was 7 years ago and then 7 coming back. She chawed on the backer that she left in the crack. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie day. One day the old man were sick in the bed. She up with a butter stick and paddled his head. Sing fie, diddle-lie, diddle-lie, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Well, the old man cried, I sure am cursed. She been down to hell and she come back worse. Sang fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day. The old man went skipping on over the hill. Says the devil won't have her, be damned if I will. Sing bye, diddle I, diddle I, bye, diddle I, diddle I day. I'll tell you what a woman can do. She can outdo the devil and her old man too. Sing bye, diddle I, diddle I, bye, diddle I, diddle I day. This shows that the women is better than the men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Sing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i, fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-day.
I've just found out something new, something I'll impart to you, something you won't think is true. Listen to me, will you?
there lived an old man in a log hut. And it seemed that someone said he died.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
I found out it's just an outer rumor. Someone pulled a bloomer. Fact is, someone lied. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for the shoe ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for the shoe ain't without moving. That's no reason for the thing they say.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
Old man Moses heading for the city. And I sure do pity them that says he's dead. Now Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses, baby, I'll please you ain't dead. Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead. Maybe I'll put a shoe in.
Breaking up on an island is that
the Moth Radio Hour, true stories told live.
You can't leave. There's nowhere to go.
Old-fashioned storytelling about modern life, next time on the Moth Radio Hour. From the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
Moth Radio Hour airs on WRIR Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. and online at WRIR.org.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Gallery 5 and Culture Works are partnering to present Gallery 5 After 5, a free lecture and happy hour event the second Wednesday of every month from 5 to 9 p.m. Guest speakers will provide entertaining and informative lectures on an array of topics, including astronomy, the future of print media, arachnids, comics, and many others. There will also be musical performances, happy hour specials, and light hors d'oeuvres. Next up on November the 10th, Andrew Chestnut from the VCU Religious Studies Program.
And WRIR's Fall Fund Drive is going to start at the end of the month.
Hey-o.
And you can jumpstart that drive by donating now online. So go to WRIR's website and click donate. You'll still get the cool WRIR Fund Drive t-shirt and some exclusive gifts for donating earlier. Early WRIR has a fund drive for the rest of us. And you can expect interesting news, great music, cool t-shirts, free CDs, and a live band every day, such as Hot Seats on the Edge of Americana. So be one of the first people to support WRIR and visit WRIR.org and click donate. Hey, this is Otto.
And it's Josh, and we're coming to the end of our show. Lee's show is next. And you just heard Nat King Cole Trio doing Old Man Moe's Ain't Dead.
Off the Halloween Stomp compilation.
Before that, we had the Pea Ridge Ramblers from way down in, well, they recorded that in Knoxville anyway. And that was The Hell Broke Loose in Georgia.
Very nice.
And before that,
Bobby McGillin doing a very long version of the Devil Song.
Yeah, also known as The Farmer's Cursed Wife.
From the Art of the Field recording. And if we had more time, Josh and I would entertain you with a debate about the merits of that particular song.
I think it's great.
We don't have time.
I'm all for it. So we just have time for two more. I'm going to go out with a tune called Hell Up Coal Holler from Old Sledge, and then Otto.
I've got some Hazel Dickens doing the Yablonsky Murders.
Stay tuned for the Lee Show, and thanks for listening. See you. Stay tuned for the Pledge Drive coming your way very soon.
See you next week.
To protect him, but they turned him down. Now this is victory. How will it stand? Well, it'll stand when